USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag.
President Trump's comments as he's urging his supporters to be peaceful at rallies in the coming days. The president making those comments shortly after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signed articles of impeachment against the president for the second time.
I sadly am with her heart broken over what this means to our country, of a president who will incite insurrection, will sign the engrossment of the article of impeachment.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying he won't bring the Senate in early to accept the articles of impeachment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Lottery jackpots totaling more than $1.2 billion are on the line tonight and Friday night. Tonight's Powerball jackpot set for $550 million, and with no one winning the Mega Millions jackpot on Tuesday, that prize grows to $750 million for Friday's drawing. Meg Shrev-Reardon is the executive director with the Missouri Lottery. She tells ABC News,
there has been an 80% spike in sales since last Saturday, and it's continuing to grow as the hours tick. I think that now people are really looking for a little bit of hope, a little bit of something to do. Bye.
Target announced on Wednesday they saw a 17% rise in sales during the holiday season. Meantime, digital sales more than doubled. The numbers were so strong they've decided to close for the Thanksgiving holiday again this year. Target, one of many stores following the new trend of being closed on Thanksgiving Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
North Dakota has done the best job of administering the COVID-19 vaccine to residents. The state has used 73% of the vaccine doses it received from the federal government. Next on the list were South Dakota, West Virginia, and Connecticut. At the bottom of the list is Arkansas, which has administered just 16% of the doses it received. Other states near the bottom include Georgia, Alabama, Arizona, and South Carolina. A federal execution takes place early on Wednesday.
A Kansas woman was executed for strangling an expectant mother and removing a baby from her womb in 2004. It's the first time in nearly 70 years that the U.S. government has put to death a female inmate. 52-year-old Lisa Montgomery was pronounced dead early Wednesday morning after the Supreme Court rejected a stay of execution. The lethal injection was administered at a federal prison complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Washington, D.C. police believe around 20,000 National Guardsmen will be deployed for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration next week. As far as threats in and around D.C. during the inauguration and around the country, Acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli saying,
we plan for the worst and we hope for the best, and we want to encourage our state partners to do the same.
Cuccinelli speaking there on Fox News. He also did not mention any specific threats. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.